Hurricane hunters are helping forecasters track Dorian. These air crews fly into the storm to gather data they can share instantly with the National Hurricane Center and other weather experts. WUSF Stephanie Colombini visited the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Aircraft Operations Center in Lakeland. She talked with a pilot who had just returned from a trip through the storm.
It's been an all-hands-on-deck situation for NOAA's hurricane hunter crews since Dorian became a threat in the Caribbean over the weekend. Planes have gone out multiple times a day, typically for 8 to 10 hour flights as the storm moves closer to Florida. Lieutenant Kevin Doremus was preparing to get some much-needed rest after he flew a P-3 aircraft nicknamed Kermit right through the eye of Hurricane Dorian.
It's kind of like flying through a bathtub, so it's a lot of rain, so your windshield just turns into a big sheet of water. And you just push through it, and you know that on the other side is going to be clear air in the eye.
The hurricane hunters gather critical information about how the storm is forming to help forecasters predict its strength and direction. They'll continue to make trips out to sea until Dorian is about to make landfall. Then they let radar systems on the ground take over. Dorima says a major reason for that is safety.
When a storm hits land, there's a lot of hazards associated with that. There's potential for tornadoes to spin up. Also, one of our main forecasting tools is a little tube called the drop zone that we drop out of the airplane. I don't think your neighbors will appreciate if that lands in your backyard, so we don't launch those over land.
With Dorian potentially impacting central Florida, Dorima says the hurricane hunter planes will likely be evacuated to another location, possibly New Orleans. That protects them from damage and allows crews to continue flying if Dorian ends up moving back over water. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.